football. The post-game interview.
Bolchi, can hear you down there. What have you got for us?
Yeah, I've got Paddy Dangerfield. Paddy, K-Rock here. What a finish to the game, 82,000 people. After the siren, Cats have pretty good luck with after the siren results at the moment.
What's the time now? That was just fucking unbelievable, boys, tonight, to be honest. It's past 10:30, isn't it?
Right on, 10:29.
We're okay then, guys. I tell you what, Cats fans, that was as good as it gets.
Now, it was.
Paddy, great game yourself, especially in that last quarter. A handy goal. You are aging like a fine wine. We keep saying it every single week. You must be pretty stoked with not just your performance, but the entire performance of your teammates.
Yeah, really proud of our guys, to be honest. It didn't go all our own way. You know, we didn't... It was a bit of a scrap to sort of stay in it in the first half, to be frank. But, you know, at some point the tide was going to turn and we were going to probably wrestle a bit more of the flow of the game and play it the way that we wanted to. And, you know, obviously losing Reece is, you know, less than ideal. He's a really important player for how we want to execute our game plan. But I thought Shannon did a wonderful job along with Big Blitzy in there. And, you know, we found a way.
Danger, Big Reg here, your all-time favourite teammate. Well done tonight. It was an incredible game. When he was lining up for that goal after the siren, did your mind wander to any previous games you've been involved in with a similar sort of situation?
Oh, Big Reg, it's wonderful to hear your voice. It's, you know what, it's funny. Footy is, you know, I'm not a really religious person, but I do believe in the footy gods. And for that moment, it was almost like, oh, I couldn't cut it. You know, it was the record-breaking week for him. He's been such a resilient player, you know, a gun. And it was, you know, it was fortunate for us. It just came off the inside of the boot because, you know, it could have been the other way, couldn't it?
Yeah, you said you were proud of the group, and it's something I admired about the club before I arrived and during my playing time. But just so rarely get blown out of the water and always give yourselves a chance, and with so many young players now to hang in when things got tough tonight, you must be super proud.
Totally, Reg. And I think the other thing is, you know, we weren't terrific around the ball in the first half, and then we really wrestled that back. And even, to be honest, we executed so much of what we wanted to do in the last 30 seconds. We just needed, you know, a bit more out of that last contest. Blitz a bit stiff, but we probably needed others to come in and strip it. But that's footy sometimes. You know, it's a game of inches, and you execute good parts, but, you know, they're a wonderful side as well. We're fully aware of that. So, you know, plenty of it is the opposition that execute well, but we feel like we teach the right things to our players when they come in, and they're aware of the system. They're aware of, you know, the plays that we go to late in games when we need to score or we need to, you know, kill the momentum of the game. And, you know, our guys are always learning, and tonight's another opportunity to, you know, to put yourself in that position where there's 60 or 70,000, whatever it was, and, you know, the lights are on, it's at the G, and you need to execute.
82,514, Patrick.
Never mind, okay, 82. Yep.
Yes, so that's 240,000 people in the last 3 weeks you played in front of, by the way. I just want to ask you about the number three. Everybody's waxed lyrical about him since he's arrived at the club, but we here in K-Rock haven't heard your view on just the influence he's had on the group.
He's a unique cat, that is for sure. He was a unique dog, and now he's definitely a unique cat. He's been a wonderful addition for us. I feel like we've been good for him as a team, and the sea change has been really good. But he's, you know, provided so much for us. I love the energy that he brings. He's a bit loose at times, but I think that's good. You know, we like to embrace the different personalities. It's not about conforming to the cat's way. It's about bringing your personality, and we want that to shine. And you know, he's certainly doing that for us.
What does this game mean for Jai Clark, Connor O'Sullivan, Ollie Wiltshire, Sean Manor, you know, guys that haven't played, Oisin Mullen, guys that haven't played a lot of footy?
Well, I mean, you know the story as well as anyone, but Ollie's a terrific example of, you know, less than 3 years ago he's playing in the BFL at, you know, for Bowen Heads, kicking a few snags there, and then all of a sudden he's on the G, debuts in front of 70-odd last week, 80 this week, and has his moment. It's a pretty special game ours at times, and it's another opportunity for those guys to, you know, play in a big game and learn plenty, learn from the others around them, and also, you know, really contribute to our team. And I'm looking at Connor Sullivan now, and he's been a fantastic example of that, and the other boys as well, you know, contributing their bit and bringing their flair to our team.
Before I throw you to Benny, Paddy, you'll obviously be aware that the old Anglesey Geelong double's been done today.
I was hopeful because it wasn't a great result last week, and my under-9s team hasn't scored in our first two games, so that's some bright news at least, Kingy.
Yes, you can let Ollie know that he might have kicked a goal on the MCG, but unfortunately his beloved Seagulls have gone down to your Kangaroos by 3 points at Howard Harmer Oval. Benny?
Thank God, my brother-in-law will be he'll be a happy boy tomorrow, Nicky, rather than a grumpy one.
Can you tell him to return my call, please?
I'll pass it on.
Paddy, it's Benny Cass. I'm sure that under-9 team, you've got the full support of the board, so that's fantastic. My 12-year-old just texted me before saying, who dropped the F-bomb on the radio? And I texted her back saying Dangerfield, and she said that's okay because he was enormous today. You must have been really disappointed with your last quarter. You just couldn't get into the game at all. Just the 13 touches and 5 score involvements.
I had it red in my eyes, to be honest. So sometimes the game sort of gives you a few moments to, you know, to crack in, and there was a bit of that in that last quarter. You know, I've been fortunate to play with a lot of great players, and what you learn from those players is that there's moments in games, and you got to stand up.
Are you finding that you, with the role, I know you're probably in the midfield a bit more tonight than you have been, but are you finding that you're a little bit fresher within the game, and that is really suiting you at your age and the way you want to play now?
Definitely. I'm not, it's no secret, I'm not a transition player compared to plenty on our list, guys. So, you know, my game is that sort of power position, so in and out of the contest, and then it's a bit of walking between it, to be frank. So I'm really fortunate that, you know, we've got players in our team that play, you know, some pretty difficult roles to cover for some of the power athletes that we've got. And, I'm able to do that, and Chris gives me a pretty nice role at 35, so I'm enjoying it.
How do you go in the meetings? Do you sort of split your time between the midfield and the forward group, or do you just skip the forward meeting altogether?
He doesn't listen in any meeting, Ben, to save your breath.
Reg, that part's true, but you shouldn't give away trade secrets. No, it's fully the forward line now. We had a forwards dinner this week down at beautiful Squires Loft in Torquay. Shout out to Squires Loft in Torquay, because they did look after us very, very well. So what I have found is that the forwards get looked after a lot more than the midfield when it comes to the sort of free dinners. There's something about kicking goals that you know, people are more interested in.
Well, what about the defenders? They're called the men's department. They just get fresh air.
No one's interested in defence, guys. You know that. Let's keep it clear.
Now, Patrick Stevens sends his regards, by the way, and hopes you're well. So hopefully you'll catch up with him at some stage down at the club and have a chat with him and let him know how you went. I will let you go because I know there's others that will want to talk to you, and I suspect there's some family and friends and other wannabe Dangerfield fiends that are in the vicinity. So we appreciate you taking the time to have a chat to a skipper. Well done, and look forward to seeing you on Mother's Day for a clash with the Giants.
Thanks, guys. I've just seen Gary Appler Jr. and I'm going to go get an autograph. Thanks, boys.
Thanks, Paddy. Well done, goodbye. Skip. Patrick Dangerfield. Oh, that's gold. That's very, 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 very good.
Handy player, isn't he?
Yeah. K-Rock Football. The post-game interview.